Okay, again, so in Resh Mem Hey, so we're in the middle of Gimel. So before Shabbos, the Mechaber said, well, let's run through the Mechaber very quickly because it was a few days before Shabbos. So one page back, Gimel. Also lahaskir o lahashu behem toleinu yehudi kedei sheyaseh bo malacha b'Shabbos shon mitzuval shviyisas behem to. You're not allowed to lend or rent out your animal to a non-Jew. This is even before Shabbos. So that the non-Jew will use your animal to do malacha on Shabbos. The reason is because we're obligated to make sure that our animals that we own do not work on Shabbos. So therefore, you're not allowed to do that. So the Ramah says, "Avol yochel askira la'ashila la'hasnos she'atzimen olo konem haShabbos." But what you could do is you could rent or lend him the animal before Shabbos, and then tell him again it could be Wednesday or whatever day it is, and then make a stipulation, make a condition that the non-Jew returns the animal before Shabbos. Avol lo mahani im mas, the next page, imayinu yehudi shetanoch b'Shabbos. But what doesn't work, in other words, you can lend him your animal. Again, we said before, you're not allowed to lend your animal even on Monday. If you know if the rental's going to be on a day past Shabbos, because you can't work your animal. But what you could do is you could lend him on Monday and say, make sure you give it back to me before Shabbos. Now, what doesn't work is to say to him, okay, you can have it for 2 weeks or whatever it is, but don't work it on Shabbos. That does not work. Why? Because we don't trust him. The Mechaber picks up, im hishilo iskiro le'inu yehudi, v'isna imo shilaksiro lo kodem haShabbos. So let's say you lent it, or you rented the animal to the non-Jew, and you made this stipulation that he has to return it come before Shabbos, v'ikvo b'Shabbos. But the goy didn't come through. And he's holding on to it, and it's Shabbos. So then what do you do? Yafkirena beino levena atzmo kodem haShabbos. So then you're mafkir it. You, before Shabbos, you say that the animal is, you don't own the animal anymore. You renounce ownership of the animal that you don't own it anymore. To save yourself from the isser of owning an animal that's being worked on Shabbos. Or, yomar behemto kanuya leinu yehudi kedei leinatzom yisur de'oraisa. Or you say that the animal is acquired, you're giving it over to the non-Jew, so to save you, again, as I said before, from the Isser Deraisa, the animal being worked on Shabbos. Okay, so and the Ramah says, I don't know if we did this last time, Ve'im rotze, if he wants, so the Mechaber said, if the goy didn't bring it back, so you make it hefker. And the Mechaber says specifically that you could do this between yourself. You don't have to make a public declaration that the animal is hefker. You don't have to say that. You could be walking the shul, the guy didn't bring the animal back, so you say, Elsie is hefker, right? She's hefker. So the Ramah says, Vim rotze, yachal afkir al bifnei gimel b'nei adam, kedin shar hefker. So the Ramah says, what you could do is you should make the animal hefker in front of three people. Now the Mishnah Berurah, there's a lengthy Mishnah Berurah on this. Going back on the Mechaber says you could do it even privately. You don't have to say it publicly that you're making the animal hefker. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that even though, according to many, to make something hefker, you have to do it in front of three people. So, again, because we can imagine, somebody just saying, it's hefker, do you really mean it? So he says, that's a din d'rabbanan. But from the Torah, even if you just say something's hefker, so then it's ownerless. You don't own it anymore. So the Mishnah Berurah goes through a back and forth about this. And he finally comes out that really it's better, as the Ramah says, to be mafkir the animal in front of three people. So he comes to the shul, grab three people, and say, Clay didn't bring back Elsie. Here, she's Elsie's hefker. But it's best, tov, lizar, to do that lechachila, if you're able to do that. But if you did it in front of one person, even if that person is a member of your family, that's definitely better. But again, everything else can't do it anyway, any other way. So then again, even if you're mafkir, you just say yourself, not to anyone else. Again, midoraisa, that animal's hefker. So once again, so really you could do it privately, but the best thing to do is do it in front of three people, or definitely better do it in front of one. Now again, this comes up by chametz. By chametz before Pesach. So again, when you burn the chametz and say kol chamira, and you don't see people gathering people over and saying, my chametz is hefker, and maybe some other people hear it, but you know, we don't see people doing that. Here we see the idea that it's better to say it in front of a bunch of people. Then the second possibility is, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that even, later on we'll see, even if you make the animal hefker just for one day, that's called a hefker. Now the second possibility is you say the animal, you don't want to make it hefker, so what do you say? Say the animal is acquired by the non-Jew. So I'm sure you all know the problem with that. But he doesn't know about it, right? He doesn't know that. How does he know? So Taka the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, that this the second possibility number two only works only if you say in front of the non-Jew, my animal is yours. You can have the animal. It's yours. And then the non-Jew has a mind to be kona it, so even though you just said it, but still that would be good enough because his chatzar, his property would be kona it. So that would be the second possibility. So again, what it gets down to is either you mafker the animal, and preferably in front of a few people, or the other possibility is you let the non-Jew acquire it, and then the non-Jew belongs to him. Let's just finish the Ramah very quickly. The Ramah says, so you're a mafkir in front of three people. So again, sometimes these cows are very expensive, right? Very expensive animals. So imagine you went in front of Reuven, Shimon, Levi before Shul on Friday and said, Elsie is hefker. So what, they'll run down, they know who the guy is. They'll run down Motzei Shabbos. And then they'll take Elsie. Elsie is hefker, right? So the Ramah says, "Vafilu hakein shuma adam, ena shuma adam yachol lazakos ba, devada in kavanas or rakedei lav kia me'elav iser Shabbos." That no, Motzei Shabbos, the one of those people cannot go in, or anybody else, and go take Elsie because Reuven, who was giving up possession of the animal, his intention was only to save himself from the iser Shabbos. V'davka b'Shabbos, avol b'yontev, ein adam mitzuva al shvi'asas behemta b'yontev. And all this is just on Shabbos, that you can't have your animal working on Shabbos. But on yontev, we're not obligated to make sure our animals don't work on yontev. So therefore, the Ramah holds, we'll see more about this later, future time. The Ramah holds that, let's say you want to lend out your animal, and will be, or rent out your animal. And it will work on Yontif, that would be okay. It's only by Shabbos. We'll see. There is an argument about this, but in Mirz Hashem, next time we're together, we'll Mirz Hashem pick this up.